A project that would multiply the numbers of oil tankers in Washington's waters got a boost Tuesday. The Canadian government is buying the Trans Mountain Pipeline. The purchase includes a controversial project to triple how much oil the pipeline can carry through British Columbia. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Brian Clattisby took a short break from his work to talk with a reporter about Canada's pipeline purchase. He's the chair of the Swinomish tribe in Laconner.
The tribes in the Salish Sea are once again very disappointed by this decision by Prime Minister Trudeau.
Here's why the audio quality there is pretty atrocious. Clattisby is on a boat.
Yes, I am exercising my treaty rights. I am on the Skagit River, commercial fishing king salmon.
Tuesday was the last day of the tribe's Chinook fishing season. The Swinomish got to fish for Chinook for just 9 days this year. Clattisby says the Skagit is the only river in the lower 48 states that still has all five species of wild salmon. Tribal leaders in the U.S. as well as Canada say a sevenfold increase in oil tanker traffic is an unacceptable consequence of the pipeline expansion. Clattisby says the risk to the remaining salmon and orcas of Puget Sound and the damage to the global climate would be too great.
Like any other industry, they are not foolproof, and it's not a matter of if there is going to be a disaster on the Salish Sea, it is when.
Canadian officials say the expansion of the pipeline from Alberta is vital to Canada's national interest. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.